The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. We'll continue our conversation about dementia today. As you heard, we've moved from our downsizing series to a special series on dementia and Alzheimer's this month. We're going to welcome several esteemed guests to today's show. First up is Anna Marie Mariana Huhn. Have I got that right, Anna Marie?
Mariani.
Mariani. Okay, thanks. Hey, I'm so glad you could be here. You're from Arbor Terrace, and we will be presenting at your community on April the 19th. Tell us about your community, where it's located, and let's jump in and talk about the presentation itself.
Okay, great. Thank you, Eric. Our community is Arbor Terrace of Herndon. It is just a wonderful community of active, independent seniors, but it has a really intimate feel. Kind of reminds me of a bed and breakfast almost, mm-hmm. with hospitality services that just make things easier for our seniors. We're located on Drainsville Road between Fairfax County Parkway and Sterling Boulevard, so right outside the town of Herndon.
You talked about independent living. Explain
yes.
what kind of independent living you have there. Is it a rental independent living, or do you have to do a fee up front?
Oh, that's a great question. It is all rental apartments, mm-hmm. one and two bedroom apartments. There is no buy-in fee at all. Mm-hmm. And so our residents are very active, and they, you know, come and move to our community just to kind of make their life a little easier and enjoy socializing together.
Fantastic. On the 19th of April from 11 to 1, Helen Flynn, who is the head of our Senior Solutions team, and I will be presenting a conversation really about aging in place, taking the action steps and getting coaching for a positive transition in your life. There are seven potential moves any one of us can make from the home that we're in, including staying where we are. Now, you might say, what do I mean by that? You're not moving if you're staying where you are. Well, if you think about how you live in your home right now, how you could live in your home could be very different. The preferable future that each one of us might have, what we want our lives to look like, that's what we will discuss on April 19th. Come hear about how to take positive action steps, how to find the motivation to make a change in your life. Maybe you've got a loved one who you love a lot, and you're ready to make a move, but they're not. Bring them. We'll feed them lunch, we'll educate both of you, and help you understand how to take the positive steps, and we'll coach you on how to make a transition in your life, even if it means staying where you are. Hey, if they want to RSVP for this event, how could they do that, Anna Marie?
They can call our community at 703-956-6311 and just let us know you're coming.
Could you repeat that number one more time for our audience, please?
Absolutely. 703-956-6311.
Okay, great. And if you didn't get that down in time, remember you can always reach out to us here at the Eric Stewart Group, and we'll connect you at ericstewartgroup.com on our website. Anna Marie, dementia. This is a serious topic. We're talking about it this month. It's important that we discuss out how to approach dementia and Alzheimer's this month. Anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Well, I think one of the things that's really important for families to remember is to be proactive in making decisions, not to wait for a health crisis to consider, you know, making some kind of change. And that's especially important when you're talking about dementia, because when we're with our families, you know, we are very accustomed to their responses to us. Mm-hmm. And it really takes kind of a critical eye to sort of step back out of that child role and really have a frank conversation with your parents. And it's much easier to do that up front when there's no stress than it is to try and do it when you're in the middle of a crisis.
That's brilliant. Agreed. And we're so happy to have had you on the show, Anna Marie. I look forward to seeing you on the 19th at the Arbor Terrace of Herndon. That phone number one more time to register for the event on the 19th is, what is that number?
The number is 703-956-6311.
Great. Thank you very much for being with me today.
Thank you, Eric. It was my pleasure.
Okay, so Karen Akers and Mickey Fire have joined me today in the studio. And Mickey is the president and she's the CEO of Trovato Dementia Services. Karen, I've known, she was at Kensington Falls Church, which is a retirement community that she was at for a number of years. She is working with Mickey Fire at Trovato Dementia Services, and she's a dementia consultant. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it. So this month on the Senior Solutions Show, we're focusing on dementia. We brought you in. I want to hear a bit about your service, what it is that you do to help those who are struggling with this disease.
Sure. So we opened about 2 years ago, and our goal was to fill a gap in what's provided out there for people with dementia and their families. So we provide education not only to families, but also to professionals. And we're kind of like having a dementia expert in your back pocket. Whatever you might Google about dementia, you can ask us, and you're going to get a very personalized answer about what's appropriate for that individual with dementia. We can also help guide people in terms of what to look for when they go to look for an assisted living community, what sort of triggers they should avoid for that person with dementia, and what kind of things they should look for. And we also do activity planning, very individualized approaches.
Mickey, if somebody is looking at, say, a community which has memory care, and they're evaluating that for a potential move-in for the loved one who has dementia, how is it that you would assist them in that transition?
So we would work with them to develop a technique on how to handle all of the challenges. A lot of the time people say, well, how do I get them there? We're going to help with that. What's going to make the most sense for that person? And then the first week and the second week after they move in are the most important. So we really help with that, how to handle that transition as well. But even prior to that, we're going to do an assessment and make recommendations on what type of community they should be looking for. Some have longer hallways, some are circular, some are smaller altogether, some are larger. It's just going to depend on that person.
So that person, you go through an evaluation of the person, the kind of dementia or where they are in the process to decide which communities would best suit them at that time?
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's an advisory service. You get paid a fee by the family for performing that service of advising them on what things to consider. Whereas the community itself obviously is interested in them coming in to that community.
Correct.
You go in between kind of as a consultant to advise mm-hmm. them on what to consider before they make the decision on that community or this community or another one.
Absolutely, because you want the person with dementia to be successful, and we want to minimize the amount of turnover you have in communities where somebody comes in, there's something in the community that triggers behaviors, the community is not able to handle the behaviors, and the person's discharged and we start over from scratch. We don't want that to happen. We want the one move to be the one move.
Suppose there's no move. Suppose the person's living in their home. They're never going to move. It's husband and wife. Husband's got dementia. Wife wants help. What do they do? And how do you help them?
We help set up services in the home. So we're first going to do an environmental assessment of the home to make recommendations on what they should do to make it more dementia friendly. There's a lot of things, little things that people don't think about, like the lighting in the house or the fact that there's a lot of toxic products. So we're going to help with that. And then we're going to also recommend other services that are going to help improve the quality of life for the person with dementia and the caregiver.
Fascinating. Suppose somebody wanted to get in touch with you today. How would they reach you?
They can call me directly at 443-510-1169.
Okay. Again, that number?
443-510-1169.
Okay. Karen, how do you fit into this?
Right now, I'm working with clients directly. Mm-hmm. So it's Mickey that makes the assessment and determines what needs to be done. And then I can go in to see the clients, do activities with them, be an extra set of eyes and ears for the family inside the community. How's it going? How do they interact with the staff? How is their room?
Okay. Is this a license that you have to run this business? Is that required? Or you come from a background where you have licenses. Could you do this in Virginia?
I can do this anywhere. I have clients all up and down the East Coast, mm-hmm. as far out as Texas as well.
Okay, fascinating. Mm-hmm. That phone number, if you'd like to talk with Mickey about her services, how she might be able to help you, is 443-510-1169. 443-510-1169. Do you have a website?
Yes, it is www.trovatollc.com.
That's T-R-E-V-A-T-O.
T-R-O-V-A-T-O.
There you go. That's why I'm not on, you know, one of these game shows, okay? TravadoLLC.com. Thank you, ladies, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you both. Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hey, I've still got time for our regular check-in with Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. What's going on in the Beacon newspaper now?
Well, the Beacon has all kinds of wonderful things this month's issue, but I want to remind people that our Celebration of the Arts competition, and what we've been talking about for months now in the Beacon, is we're having a contest for amateur artists 50 and over, painting, sculpture, poetry, and photography. Mm-hmm. And for more information, you can go to our website, thebeaconnewspapers.com. I encourage people to submit their favorite things that they've done after the age of 50 into this nice contest.
Wow. Submit it today. Thebeaconnewspapers.com. If you want a free copy, you can read it there online without having to get out of a chair, or you can pick one up at over 1,500 locations. Anything else?
Yeah, well, we have some nice business stories. We have, like, how to start your own business, what kinds of things you can do with very low startup costs. So I recommend that for people who are thinking that line. Mm-hmm. Also, how do you choose the right money advisor? Do you want a stockbroker or a fee-based advisor, or do you want to use one of these robo-advisors? We describe all these different things and help you pick out what's best for you.
Great. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay, we'll be right back with Larry Willett and more of Senior Solutions Radio right here on WMAL.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote to know. Too much stuff.
Welcome back. Hey, it's my privilege to have Larry Willett, who's the director of independent living at Brook Grove Retirement Community in Sandy Spring, Maryland, joining me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Larry. It's so good to have you on the show. And
well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. One of my favorite communities, Brook Grove, is a community that offers a continuum of care from independent to assisted living to rehab to memory care, all parts of the gambit. And I've got clients of mine who've moved in and are still there and just love it. Love it. They love the food.
Well, that's one of our top things. We have restaurant quality food. People get to order, you know, from the menu, which changes quarterly with the seasons. And we also have specials all the time. So it is our top thing.
There are what we call vertical continuing care retirement communities where you're in a single building. And for some people, that is exactly what they want, kind of a cruise ship style environment. Brook Grove is a different style of retirement community. It is essentially a rural environment. You come off of 108 Olney Sandy Spring Road. You drive up a private driveway and up over a knoll and down into this beautiful Western Vista'd retirement community with a brand new rehab department. Actually, you've got this brand new wing there that Eileen Alexander, who's been on the show before,
right,
is in charge of. Mm-hmm. And Larry, you are in charge of independent living.
That's correct.
So tell us a bit about what are the options for independent living at Brook Grove?
Well, we have 40 cottages.
Okay, stop there. Because okay. The cottages are special. These are single family brick cottages. Some with basements, some without basements, yes?
That's correct. There are three different sizes.
Well, tell us.
So the large size has a walkout basement, and that people who don't want to downsize can actually move in and just feel free to keep everything they have, which has been the case for some people.
And are square footage-wise. What are we talking about?
Oh, 2,500 feet.
Wow.
It's quite large.
Okay.
And then we have a medium size and then a smaller unit. And both of those do not have basements, but they have a garage. Mm-hmm. And there is actually plenty of room. They're spacious. Mm-hmm. When I say small size, I mean that you still have 1,200 square feet or so, which is pretty good.
There must be great demand to live at Brook Grove. What do you think makes Brook Grove unique as a community?
We're a smaller community, so with just 40 cottages, the people who, well, one of the things, they're not connected to a clubhouse, so they have to be able to get to it. There's a certain independence that is unique to our community. So individuals, they come, it's kind of like living in a regular community, except that they don't have to do the lawn mowing anymore. They don't have to shovel the snow. They get a dinner prepared for them 5 nights a week. And it's a more relaxed kind of atmosphere from I would say from some of the intensive apartment living that you might find in other communities.
Everybody's going to find something that they like at Brook Grove. If you'd like to visit the community, I would like to invite you to come to visit the community on the 24th of April. From 11 to 12:30, I'll be speaking on how to sell your home for top dollar. Perhaps you're interested in knowing how much the value is for your property. We will provide for you a free competitive market analysis of your existing home or of an investment property if you'd like to find out the value just by visiting Brook Grove that day. You simply need to contact Brook Grove, and Tony Davis is your best contact. You can reach Tony at 301-388-7209. Let me repeat back to you just a little bit. This is an engaging presentation where I'm going to help you understand the inside scoop on how to sell your home to get the most money. You'll learn about the local real estate market, gaining insights on how to approach the sale of your property, including tips on timing, pricing, sorting through the possessions you have, and even what improvements will make you the most money. Plus, you'll get an opportunity to visit the community, see the independent living that Larry has talked about, and get more information. Plus, there'll be hors d'oeuvres served at 10:30 in the morning, so you might want to be early, okay? That's Tuesday, April the 24th, 11 a.m. at Brook Grove Retirement Village, which is in Sandy Spring, Maryland. One more time, and that number for Tony is 301-388-7209. And I'd like to just highlight that whether you're coming from Virginia or you're in Maryland already or you're coming from the District of Columbia, if you've looked at a variety of different communities but have never been up to Brook Grove, it's worth the drive. It's not only a pretty drive out there, but it's a beautiful place to visit. You'll enjoy the time spent, get some nice education on how to sell for top dollar, plus maybe find your next home. Larry, besides the uniqueness of the cottages, Brook Grove just comes across as a community that is inspired by a homespun, homegrown love of food and education and quality of relationships.
I think that's very true. We have a very unique community. The residents are great fun to work with, a very, very excellent group of people. I can't say enough about them. It's a fun place to work, and the team that we have that works with the IL community is superb. So we like to take care of them as best we can. As we say, excellent service every time is our goal, and I can truly say that we just do that.
Larry Ellett from Brook Grove Retirement Village. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Last year, 55%. Of the homes that I sold, that our team sold, sold in 8 days or less. Over half. That's remarkable. And I don't take credit for all of that. Certainly the way that we market real estate is unusual. It is the ability that we have to drive interest to our properties. We have really hundreds of thousands of buyers who look at our listings every month, at least 11,000 visitors to our website. But the demand for real estate right now is so great. The lack of inventory is so significant. It isn't to the point where prices are jumping 15, 20, 25%. But there's definitely a tightening of the cinch in the market, and that's driving prices to go higher in some communities. I recently, we represented a buyer and Adriana in my group represented a buyer to purchase a property that the buyer bid to buy. And as nice as it was, the appraisal came in $130,000 below the sales price. Now, we're representing the buyer in the situation. The seller's agent did not demand a waiver of appraisal, so it nearly has blown the contract up. Now, I think the appraiser blew it, and so does Adriana. And certainly the listing agent feels that way, and his seller feels that way as well. But you've got two buyers for every house right now, and in some cases, you've got appraisers who come from different counties who don't understand school districts, they don't understand neighborhoods, and they're underappraising properties. As a buyer agent, it can be just as damaging as it can be for the seller's agent. Why? You might say, well, don't you want it to appraise for less because then you get it for less? Maybe. Maybe not. The property probably should appraise for $40,000 less than the sales price based upon recent sold comparables, but the price that the buyer is paying for it is in keeping with how the market has risen in the neighborhood that they want to buy into. And anytime you see prices rise, the appraisers are always looking backwards, right? Your real estate agent is looking forward. The appraiser looks at the comparables. What happened? What happened 2 months ago? What did things sell for? An appraiser will use up to 6 months worth of comparables to draw their value. But when the market's jumping, like it is in the spring of 2018, you see values, prices realized much higher than recent comparables. Now, on the buy side, we're certainly going to negotiate to get the price down on the property. But it's so vastly different, the sale price and the appraised value, that we've encouraged the other agent and the lender, frankly, to throw the appraisal out, calling the appraiser's qualifications into question because it's so vastly out of sorts. So the lender has ordered a second appraisal. In fact, the lender's going to pay for it because they feel responsible, which I think they should because the appraiser blew it. My guess is we will see an appraisal come in maybe $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 less than the sales price, and then the negotiations will begin. We will negotiate for the buyer to purchase the property, hopefully for $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 less than what was agreed to in writing. Then depending upon the seller's motivation, whether or not they need to get this house sold and settled, we will get an adjustment. You know, tools in our tool chest are used sometimes once, sometimes 50 times in a year, sometimes every day in real estate. But having the right tools, that's the key. And that's the difference between an average real estate agent and a great one. EricStewartGroup.com. For more information, I'm Eric Stewart from Long & Foster. Thanks for joining us here on Senior Solutions. We'll see you next week. You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too
much stuff. Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.